Is turnover differential more magnified, do you feel?
I don't think it's any more magnified than it is early in the season. It's just, it's a big part of any bad weather games. Obviously, taking care of the football is really important. And then when you're playing a really good opponent, obviously that comes into play as well.
What makes the cover three have some tougher years at the start of a game?
At the start of a game?
Yeah.
I don't know. But their defense is a great defense. I mean, they got a lot of great players at every level. So, I mean, they run their defense as well as they possibly can.
Jordy had said that he thinks the reason you were able to power through so well on Sunday was because you know your body so well. So how do you think your experience really helps you know what you should and shouldn't be doing or can't do?
Well, I'm old in the league as far as years go, so I know what it takes to get ready for a game every week and how much practice I need, how much treatment I need. We got a great staff here to help me get ready for the game, but you know, these are the kind of games you live for. This time of year, you're playing for something that matters, and so there was nothing that was going to keep me off the field there.
You're playing for something that matters, but you guys don't control everything you want to control. How do you process that?
Well, you just control what you can control, and that's your performance and opponent in front of you. Obviously, we do need a little bit of help moving forward, but you know, we can't worry about that. We just got to put ourselves in position to be there at the end.
Aaron, do you expect to be more mobile, less mobile, about the same as you were?
Well, it's tough because we talk on Wednesdays, and obviously I feel a lot better by the time Sunday rolls around. So we'll see how I progress. I'm feeling better this week than I was last week on Wednesday, but, you know, I was 2 days after a game, and now we're 3 days after a game. So it's a progression, and I'll be as healthy as I possibly can by Sunday.
Aaron's third down defense has been a little down this year, surprisingly, but they're still really good in scoring defense and in red zone defense. Why do you think they're able to get those stops, whereas on third down overall defense?
Well, that's stats. You can skew them any way you want. I mean, I'm sure they're pretty happy about their points per game allowed. I mean, it's right at the top of the league. So every year, and has been for a number of years. Like I said, they have great players, and they play their scheme really well.
If it snows on Sunday, Ty said, you know, there's a couple runs he had where he thought he was going to go further, like his kick return, but the snow goes up on the shoes. Jordy says, you know, I don't know if I've been in that many snow games. So talk about your offense if you get another snowy day on Sunday.
Well, it's tougher to run the ball on a field that's not responding very well. I think based on the snowfall in the morning before it was covered, the field was in a little different condition than maybe we thought it was going to be. Now they had a week to get ready for it. I'm sure that the field will be in tip-top shape and be as good as possible. We played in some snow games before. I remember the playoff game in Seattle, obviously, was one of those where Ryan Grant went crazy after the start of the game. And you know, it just depends on the surface and the conditions. It was very wet, so the field was getting torn up. There was a lot of different pieces of snow. I actually kicked a large piece of snow out of my way in the end zone before the first play of the 98-yard drive because it was pretty substantial. So it's just about having the right cleats and trying to keep them all on the ground.
How much does it help, especially for the younger guys, that they have the experience with the cleats and everything else from last week?
Well, I mean, it's the end of the season, so these rookies need to act like established players, and they have been playing really well for us. We're counting on a lot of those young guys to play a lot of plays for us, and we need another great effort from them. But it is all about the feel out there and understanding how the weather and the field conditions affect your balance and your ability to push off and your ability to accelerate.
How much does Earl Thomas being able to open up the middle of the field for you in that second year?
Well, I mean, Earl's a great player. It's a next man up mentality, and they got guys behind them that played and played well. That defense plays so well together. You know, they allow the free safety to roam a lot, and you know, one guy is going to equal a ton of holes out there on defense. I mean, they're still going to play their stuff, and they play really, really well.
Aaron, there's so much focus on Sherman all the time, but how about you face a whole bunch of other corners over the years? What stands out to you about Shedd?
Well, he's a big guy, you know, just like Sherm is. He's 6'2", and he uses his body really well. He's a smart corner. Both those guys and Jeremy inside, they understand route concepts and timing and understand how important their pass rush is to the ball coming out. So they do a great job in their scheme of time clock awareness, and they all cover really well.
With Ty in the backfield, Jared at tight end, what you did in Philly and against the Texans, you feel you got an offensive identity for the rest of this month?
I'm kind of tired about talking identity. I mean, you'd love to have things that you've established throughout the year, but it's been a disjointed season for us personnel-wise, so we've been trying to work through some things over the course of the entire season. And as usual, we're going to try and get our best guys in position to be successful, and regardless of what personnel group that is this week.
Do you think Ty's become one of those best guys? And what do you kind of think of what he's given you for a guy who's changed his role so significantly?
Yeah, Ty's been a great changeup for us in the backfield and coming out and running routes for us. It's interesting to see how teams play him. Some teams have played him as a running back. Some teams have played him as a receiver based on their defensive personnel and how they look at him. Obviously, he's still wearing a receiver number, but he's become a good runner for us, and he does a good job of finishing runs. He's a tough guy. He's very compact, runs well over his pads, and he's become a good part of our offense.
Do you like to see Randall returning punts, or does that scare you because he's so integral in the offense?
I like getting our best players out there, and I think he's one of them, obviously. So the spark he gave us on those two punt returns was huge. And you have a lot of faith in him catching the ball and first, and if he can have some space to do something with it, obviously he's proven he can do that as well.
Yeah, well, not a divisional opponent, but obviously you guys have played a lot of big games against them recently. What's the rivalry like at this point?
Well, we've had some good games against them over the years, and they're obviously a very talented team who's going to playoffs most years. And, you know, it's become a good matchup every single year. We know what's at stake for us, and obviously they have a lot at stake too.
Aaron, a lot of things have happened to your offensive line this season. What do you think of the job that they've done for you?
I think they've done a great job for us. You know, it's been good to have the left side very consistent with Dave and Lane. I think Lane was in your eyes the question mark this season coming in, but I think he's played really, really well and consistent for us. We've had great play at center with JC and Corey. We really have two starters there, so that's been great. Obviously, right guard with TJ, you know, he's an absolute warrior, and he's been out there busting his ass through some tough injuries. And in his place, I think Donnie and Jason have done a really nice job for us. And then Brian, I think, has had one of his best seasons in the NFL this year. I think he's been feeling healthy and doing what he does best, and that's be a lockdown guy on the outside, and we got to keep him doing that.
With all the stuff that's happened to you guys offensively, it's been nice that even with the changes they've dealt with, that they've all been able to maintain that level of play.
Yeah, I think they have. I think they've played really well, and it's been good having those guys together. In our best seasons, it seems we've had the least amount of offensive line starting groups. So it's been good having those guys together.
Aaron, a lot's been made of Earl Thomas missing, but they do have Cam back that they didn't have all year. What does he add to their backfield?
Well, he's one of the top players in the league. He does a lot of things at the top of the NFL. You know, he's obviously a big-time hitter. He's got great awareness, great instincts, very good ball skills. He's around the football. He causes turnovers. He's got the size and athletic ability of that all the other teams in the league are trying to find, I think.
Obviously, they got a hell of a good defense, and you had kind of some revolving door issues on personnel-wise, but do you like where you're at offensively at this point?
I mean, we're playing pretty good. We've had a decent stretch right here, but it's about the situational offense for us. When you're talking about areas of improvement, last week 33% on third down is not good enough, and obviously in the red zone we got to cash in touchdowns. As well as they play in the red zone, you know, we're going to have to make sure we get seven or more down there.
Two more, please.
Aaron, you had a good feel for this locker room that led you to run the tape this time. Where do you kind of feel like you guys are at right now, and now having one, two in a row is still not
right? Well, I think there's a lot of confidence in the locker room. I think guys are really believe in this team has the potential to make a run. We've shown it the last 2 weeks, a tough road win and then hold and serve at home. But obviously this is a little bigger game with the opponent. And as every week progresses, there's more on the line for us to play for. So I'm confident in the guys that we're up to the challenge and that it's going to be another good week of preparation. Obviously we need great fan support this week. We need to be nice and loud when they're on offense and nice and quiet unless a squirrel runs on the field. And when we're on offense, but it's a big game for us, and we gotta be ready to go, and I think we are.